Duncan ain't just Get Prepared. This is your career engineer, and we hope that you enjoy this audio from TCENow.com. Everybody, don't get anxious, get prepared, career engineer right here. And today we're going to have a conversation about this new phenomenon. Like, we've got this 4-day work week that launched in the UK. It launched maybe about a month ago. So I want to talk about it. And hey, this ain't your grandmama's 4-day. This is something really unique. In fact, it's the biggest work experiment ever. So we want to talk about it, but I also want to take your questions and your comments. So y'all know how we roll. Get your pen, get your paper, get all that kind of stuff. We are going to be talking about this 4-day work week experiment and what that means for you, and take your career questions. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Hey, right. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. Thank you again for watching us here. And whichever platform you're enjoying this on, go ahead and set your reminders or subscribe or follow or like or do all the things you need to do so you don't miss any of our content when it's live. And of course, you can always watch us again later. But there ain't nothing like being at the live show. So again, I am your career engineer. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. And we're going to have this conversation about this the four-day work week experiment that actually launched June 6th in the United Kingdom, but the whole world is watching. And it's a whole nother take on what employees can do, what employers can do to try to work this new world of work that we are right now. So again, if you have any questions or comment about what I'm talking about now, or even past shows, or any question about career, life, or business, hook me up, info@TCENow. That's a hook me up. Hit me up, hit me up, hit me up, y'all. info@tcenow.com with your questions or comments. And hey, something you ask could be a TV topic, a podcast topic, something I can talk about on regular television or terrestrial television or OTT. Y'all get it. Something I can blog about. So hey, info@tcenow. We'd love to have your comments. And again, can't say enough about TCENow.com. Check us out, our TCE store, our network, all the good things that we're pumping out to help you to make sure your Monday mornings are awesome. That's what it's all about. Okay. So what's this deal? What are we talking about? What's the big deal with this whole 4-day work week idea? Well, let me tell you why it really piqued my interest. There's a couple of things going on, first of all. I mean, a global experiment. Like, who knew? Who knew this would happen? So I thought that was really cool. So who are the who's, right? Who's doing this? Who came up with this? How are they funding it? I'm like really all into this. But anyway, it's the four-day work week. Global. What's the autonomy? It's a think tank with the 4-day work week campaign. Now there is a link that I'm going to share in the chat. That for the source of where the beginning of this conversation came from. And I'll probably, if you can't click it, I'll most likely stick it on my blog or even on the description here, wherever you're enjoying this from. Okay. But it's the 4-day week global thing. Okay. There you go. I'm trying to get my notes right. Right. But it's not just this nonprofit that's spearheading it. They've got some academia involved. We've got Boston College. So we got a U.S. university, but all, of course, Oxford and Cambridge. So you got the think tank folk, you got the professors, you got the nonprofits, you've got corporations involved. It's going to be an interesting, partnership with all this. So where did this happen? Again, it did launch in June, but it's only in the United Kingdom, but with 3,300 folks. That's a nice sample. That's a nice sample to see what goes with this. Like, what are the outcomes? What are some variables? What are some things that happen? And they're doing about 70 companies. So we've got this 6-month experiment, 3,300 people, 70 companies in the UK. Now, I know some folks, there was some chatter back and forth with this, like, okay, well, what kind of companies? Is it going to be all the Silicon Valley? Silicon Valley isn't in the UK, but y'all get me. There could be an IT company in the UK. Well, they did this the right way. Remember, you've got the academics involved. You've got the nonprofits involved. The key of the matter is they're looking at a big, a nice diverse thing. You got your, your local eating and drinking places. Don't you like the way I call those restaurants and bars, but your local eating and drinking places. You've got marketing, you've got education spaces, retail, okay, IT, yes, hospitality, yes. So it really has a nice diverse mix of the industry types in this 4-day work week. So I think that was very important. So what's the bottom line? Like, what's the big deal about this thing? So it's a 180-100, right? This interesting formula. And I'm sure the university people, the think tankers came up with this. But so like I said, it's not your what we're used to. Okay, I'll work 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. That's our 4-day work week. This is a whole nother way of thinking this thing through. So 180-100. So what does this mean? It means you'll make 100% of your salary, like 100%. Like no one's reducing your salary. And you can work 80% here, 80% of your usual work week. Okay, that's the 100 part of your salary. Everybody like that. 80% of your work week, well, employees like that. But then here's the other part that needs to happen though. The other 100 is output and production promise. So you're working less, you're getting paid more, but you got to still produce. And that's the part I think a lot of folks get excited. And I mean, and I'm excited too, but you know, I can work only 80 hours, but you got to still do your 100% output. So you're going to have to work more efficiently, more effectively, right? You're going to have to really streamline what you're doing. So until the employer, the 100% output, well, that's a great deal for them, right? Less, but the same. I mean, pay you the same, output's the same, you're working less. Less electricity, less cost, output the same. Sounds like it might be a good thing. Now, this did launch about a month ago from the time you're watching this now in July or whatever month you're enjoying this. This launched in June 6th, and it's a 6-month experiment, okay? 6-month experiment. I want to find out, like, as of today, how they doing, right? How they doing? Can't find any information on how they doing, like, right now. But what I did find, there was a great article, and I gently just looked at something that was done in 2019. I think it was Microsoft in Japan did something like this. And at the end of the day, I didn't get the full white paper from it because, you know, I'm just doing my little Google search here. But they had a 40% increase in productivity. I'm not sure the length of the time they did their experiment. But at the end of the day, when we're talking revenue and sustainability and outcomes and earnings, 40% is pretty gosh darn good, right? So that's all that I saw from someone else that had did this. But I am eagerly looking forward to the 5 months remaining to see what this huge experiment is going to do. Now, again, this is the largest workforce trial in history. I mean, in history, y'all. 3,300 folks, 70 different companies. So we're all paying attention because depending on the output, and it could be positive, it could be neutral, it could be negative, folks might rethink 9-to-5. I mean, in the USA, remember, we're a global workforce these days, but in the United States, we have, you know, we have our EEOC laws, and we've got HR laws, and we've got all type of laws that govern how the workplace and space should work. I mean, a 40-hour work week was created way back when, and it's always been the norm, but is it, right? So it's going to have some folks rethink the whole concept of 9-to-5 Monday through Friday, right? Depending on the outcomes. So why does this all matter, right? Why is this a deal? How did this think tank even think about, we're going to do this big old thing, and what's the why of the matter? Because y'all know I'm all about that why life, right? I'm all about that why. So Shibit, y'all know me and my Shibit, right? There was a huge shift and pivot. I mean, even prior to the pandemic, there was conversations with technology and the way the world was just really progressing at a fast pace with how we do what we do, that things might change in the workforce. Well, here comes that gosh darn pandemic, which actually fueled a lot of these measures and innovations, right? And resets and all of that. So the shift and the pivot, which is my TCE Shibit word, was a big part of that. And of course, you know, you guys heard this is not new news to you, but you know, the pandemic, the remote or hybrid working spaces, a different way of working. And of course, the shorter work week were ideas that was growing. You know, some folks say don't cut salaries, cut costs. Well, if you reduce work weeks, you can do that. Now, there are even companies in the US that prior to all of this thing, they'll do things like shut down during the holidays, right? To do some maintenance or to give folks a little respite, but it's also to do some preventive maintenance and to take care of things. And it reduces a whole lot of, you know, payroll and monies and stuff. So this is not a new, a shorter work week isn't a brand new idea. It's been around, but this is a new way of thinking about it. And we're all paying attention. You know, I'm very much paying attention. So what's the how of this? At the end of the day, you know, this 6 months down the road, and I'm hoping that all the researchers are looking incrementally, like what's happening at month one, what's happening at month two, that kind of thing, that we'll be able to measure the impact on this new work pattern with productivity. Because at the end of the day, employers, employees, I know you want to work 80 hours a week. I get it. But at the end of the day, folk got to make some money. I mean, this is how we do this thing. Folk got to make some money. So the work pattern and productivity still matter. Like I said, so 180-100 is the formula. You get paid 100% of your time. You work 80%, but you have that promise. What was my promise? That promise of 100% output. That's the new work pattern. That's what they're researching at the end of the day. Okay, at the end of the day. So that's important. That's what they're going to be measuring. That's what they're going to be measuring. Okay. Yeah. What's up? Hey, I'm going to say good morning to Ms. Brown. Thanks for being here. I appreciate you being here. If you have any questions, let me know as we're talking about this new 4-day, the biggest experiment that happened on June 6th, and we're all paying attention to it. So not only are they looking at the work pattern for productivity, again, we got 6 months. So come December 6th, I am really looking forward to seeing what the outcomes are. But they're also looking on equality, you know, equity, environment, job satisfaction. Why? Because of the big quit, the big reset, right? All of that, right? Worker well-being, and of course, increased quality of life for everyone, not just the employee. You know, your bosses are employees too. I know a lot of y'all think, oh, bosses are, but they're employees too, y'all. They be stressing out because I've been there, done that. But so we're looking at all of these things, equality, environment, satisfaction, worker well-being, and the quality of life for employer, employee, all of us, right? So that's what we're looking for and what they're looking to do right now. Now, here's something that was in one of the articles. Like I said, I will share the source in a moment, but I might just go ahead and stick it in the job description. So you can see one of the early articles. You could Google 4-day work week in the UK and find all kinds of stuff about it because folks are still chatting about it just a little bit. But the CEO of a bank, because the finance industry was one of the industries that was there as well. And he made a quote that I think is just worth repeating because this is the big shivet, y'all. This is where it's at. This is, we got to think outside the bun, right? We just got to do this. So he shared this quote, and I want to share it with you because I think it's very important. He said, and I quote from the source, I'm quoting from what he said in this is a secondary quote. Anyway, the 20th century concept of a 5-day working week is no longer the best for 21st century business. So I just need everybody to just marinate on that just for a moment. This quote is like proof positive. We have got to rethink something. We've rethought everything else. I mean, we rethought the phone, right? I mean, oh boy, what terrible sticker I have. We've rethought glasses. I mean, we've rethought what we're doing right now. So should the 5-day work week be the standard now in the 21st century? So I thought that was a very powerful quote, very, very forward thinking. And his company is a part of the experiment. And this is one of the many sources. Again, you can Google CNN 4-day work week trial. That's all you got to do. Google that and you can see what other sources are saying about the launch of this that happened in June 6th. And we're really paying attention. They're a month into it. I haven't heard anything negative. Haven't heard anything positive. In fact, I ain't heard anything. So, but we're just, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing what's next. And what push-up will I have for you for this situation? Okay, right here. What else can I guarantee you? Here's my TCE guarantee. Look at the typo. The only thing, not think. Wow, you got to check your notes. But hey, this is a real show. We're going to keep it real. The only thing, guys, T-H-I-N-G, that's permanent is change. I was typing without my glasses on. So that's what's permanent is change. And what we have to think about as we move forward is how we are going to adapt to change. I mean, that's it. That's the guarantee I can give you. Career, life, or business, things are going to change. And you have to be able to shivet with that. Period. That's it. That's the guarantee you're going to get, right? That's the guarantee you're going to get. So not to stress anyone out, not to overwhelm you, just embrace that change will come. And don't we want that? We all want that. We got to have change. We cannot stay static. Not anymore. That's not what's up. So, hey, I want to make sure that everybody here has a wonderful week, a fantastic week. I hope this content has enriched your career, life, and business. And again, if you're not subscribing to our newsletter, please do. We share not just this type of content, but we'll share, I share my ideas, but other folks' ideas, articles, about 200,000 job leads every week. I'm across my country. I am in the United States, but you know, I might do it international. I got some of y'all reading this outside of the US, so maybe we'll put some international jobs out there as well. But anyway, subscribe, and you can go right to our website, tcenow.com, to do that. And again, if you have any questions or comments on this topic or anything else I have shared, anywhere the career engineer is doing what she does, I welcome your comments or your questions at info@tcenow.com. Well, I think I am about done. I think I've hit it. I think we threw it out the park. So again, that 4-day work week, looking forward to the results. So in the meantime, you guys be safe. Stay blessed. You know, guess what this new thing I got I can do? Watch this. I'm getting ready to go out. But check this out. I can play my own music now. Hey, what? Anxious, get prepared. I look forward to chatting with you next time. All right. So y'all be blessed. I will catch you on the regular next week, next time. I'll see you then. So in the meantime, just, you know, do what you guys do. I'm trying to find you know what I'm looking for? Here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this. Thank you for listening to this TCE audio. Make sure you find us at tcenow.com, tcenow.com. Don't get anxious, get prepared.